23 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. The National Weather Service is describing our weather forecast this week, at least for the next couple of days, as dry and cool, but that's for June. It's still going to be a high in the upper 80s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville's mayor is backing a possible moratorium on data centers. Yesterday, Mayor Freddie O'Connell signed an executive order directing the city to study potential impacts of large-scale data centers and showing support as the Metro Council considers a pause on new facilities.
We're not going to allow large-scale data centers that harm our neighborhoods, our environment, or our neighbors.
Nashville does have 13 data centers already built or in development, but a recent effort to build one near the zoo has elicited massive community pushback. A petition against it has more than 400,000 signatures in opposition, and hundreds showed up last week at a public hearing to speak against it. The Metro Council is looking to regulate where such facilities can go. The moratorium, which O'Connell's executive order supports, would pause new permits until those zoning restrictions are enacted. Neither bill has yet passed the required 3 votes at Metro Council. When Starbucks announced it was setting up an East corporate headquarters in downtown Nashville, it leased a lot of prime office space, about 250,000 square feet. Now there are concerns that the area will not have enough so-called Class A space available if another big company wants to relocate. That designation means a building is among the newest and nicest in the city with the most amenities. Several commercial real estate experts say there isn't much available for companies that want 100,000 square feet or more. They say a company might look at another city if finding a lease is hard. A report from real estate firm Colliers shows there are a couple dozen Class A spaces available in Nashville. They're roughly 50,000 feet or more. Building new prime office space takes time. Sometimes it's hard to get projects funded without a tenant lined up. There has been demand. The Business Journal reports, and not just from Starbucks, the law firm Holland & Knight signed a lease for 7 floors of Class A space in SoBro last year, spanning about 145,000 square feet. And Oracle signed a lease for 116,000 square feet of space in the Neuhoff District in March. Investigators accused the former band director of White House High School of having inappropriate contact with 3 students. Following a preliminary hearing on Friday, WSMV reports Dalton Hawkins was taken back into custody, with a judge setting his bond at $2 million. During the hearing, law enforcement said Hawkins had messaged one student hundreds of times, and the content implied that the two had met up in person. The detective also alleged that Hawkins had admitted during questioning to having sexual contact with a student. Following Hawkins' initial arrest, the parents of 2 other families came forward. Hawkins' case now goes to a grand jury. He's expected back in court next month. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.